This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Review, a roundup of some of the thoughts that important talk radio personalities have regarding the lists that are provided to us each week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden from Radio America joining us as well. As we look at the nine of the 10 items here. I don't know that I think number 10 is the UAW scandal. That is the, have you heard about this? I don't know how many of you have car plants in your districts, but the fact that Chrysler sort of pushed General Motors to be first in the negotiations.
Well, Doug, it's Fiat Chrysler now, and I don't think bribery is illegal in Italy, is it? So they can do this.
They can do it. Right. Yeah,
well,
that's it.
This is really good. I mean, GM sued Fiat Chrysler Wednesday, and GM says it bribed the UAW officials in contract negotiations to get a leg up on GM over
Chrysler,
the last
not
10
General,
years.
Not General Motors. Yeah, it was Chrysler. Yeah.
GM sued Fiat Chrysler. And then just hours later, the UAW's president resigned as the UAW was trying to boot him out. Now, there's some great detail here. The Fiat Chrysler and union leaders were siphoning off millions of dollars, allegedly, some of which was meant for a training center, to pay for Rolex watches, personal travel, and meals. One guy at Fiat Chrysler, with a great name, a wonderful Italian name, called
Iacobelli.
There's a rule that people with Iacobelli last names can do whatever they want, I think.
Well, apparently he did, because he approved $1.2 million in spending to buy a $350,000 Ferrari and pay for renovations at his home in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Oh, sweet. All right, so here's another one.
It sounds like monkey business as usual with the unions, although he did overpay for the Ferrari.
No, he's a Chrysler.
100 grand, yeah.
This guy's a Chrysler.
Yeah. Okay, now, I want to lay something else on you, all of you, because this sounds to me, I have been told, don't know, it's like a lot of other things you get told, I have inside sources that say that Wayne LaPierre at the National Rifle Association is guilty of a lot of the same things. You'll recall that earlier in the year he had a fight with Oliver North, and North apparently had the goods on him with regard to inappropriate spending. They presented it different ways because they disagreed on policy, supposedly, but apparently LaPierre has so much power, yields so much influence there, that he can do pretty much as it's like he's a god. It's like there's like nothing can touch this guy. Now, I don't know if these accusations are true or not, but it really piqued. I wouldn't have talked about it except what you just said about the people in the UAW sort of piqued my, went back to my mind and said, oh, yeah, there's a story about Wayne LaPierre floating around. But, you know, these people that get into, the point is, people that get into power, whether it's these organizations like unions, that are so corrupted and corruptible, or organizations like the NRA that are so untouchable for whatever the reason, people that are in charge can do pretty much whatever they want. And
that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I mean, Doug, it's a great point. Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, that's also in your top ten as well. That's about bribery and corruption as well, right?
Right. Well, he's a Trump clone, apparently. That's what some are saying. And then there's Boris Johnson. Wow. When is he going to get indicted, Victoria? He would be next, right? Isn't he corrupt?
Well, he allegedly has a friend, and maybe more than one friend, an American lady with whom he had deals and siphoned business to her, let's put it that way.
We're talking about Boris, not Netanyahu, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Okay, so there you have it. Jennifer, you got any good scandals that you want to bring us up to date on? Well, we've got to have some good scandals.
Let's talk about Hunter Biden, should we? I mean, that's
sure.
Jeffrey Epstein, that's a good scandal.
Yeah. All right, number four this week.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein. Prince Andrew. What a clown. Is he that? Nobody ever thought he was that smart anyway, but apparently he's just dumb. Can he be that dull?
I think he thought he could escape it, and all it took were a couple of questions to press him, and he made a fool of himself in that interview. The Queen has told him, you're relieved, honey. You can go do what you need to do, because he's not going to be doing royal duty, but now he's going to have to talk to the FBI, because he had a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the groomer for Jeffrey Epstein, back in June. So a lot of questions to be answered. And those guards that were charged this past week for negligence, basically, and falsifying records, they're also now saying that they're ready to speak out and tell their stories. So it should be interesting. The story's
ready
not over
say,
yet.
Can they sing in the key of C? Singing guards.
He was fired on Wednesday by the Queen.
Yeah.
He was fired.
Relieved of duty.
He not only had his duties removed, which is unprecedented, he had his money removed. He had his yearly stipend removed by the Queen. And
so
the Queen was in consultation.
He's going to get a job in Harrods or something? What's he going to do?
Well, it's going to be interesting for him. He also had, she also was in consultation with Prince Charles over this the night before, which is also interesting. And Prince Charles has wanted Andrew booted for years because of the Epstein scandal. No, because of the Epstein scandal. Huh. He has felt for 4 or 5 years that this was damaging to the royal family.
But do they get along? Is the question, like the kids.
Do they get along? I don't think they get along that well. Andrew is not well liked. Andrew is difficult to get along with. He's not well liked generally. He's not even liked as a patron of his charity.
Arrogant dummy. He's a dummy.
It's not so much that he's a dummy. He is arrogant.
Mommy, I told you I was a good boy. Do you think that Charles was like kissing up to the Queen thing?
No,
I always knew it was no good.
Charles was looking out for the future of the firm, as they call themselves.
Right. Yeah, family business, et cetera. Okay, so that's, and by the way, Epstein is still dead, I think, right? Sheets still get stained.
Maybe.
And so on.
Who knows?
And the guards, what are they going to do with the guards? They're under indictment.
They're going to talk. They want to tell their story.
Guards are in trouble.
Yes, they are. Okay, so let's go back to the list here a little bit. Number nine, the Mexicans who have sued Walmart. What? I don't know, I shouldn't probably chuckle about this, but it seems rather strange. Whenever I see anybody from Mexico taking exception to things that we do here, it sort of gives me pause to think, are they really that out of touch? But this is... So, I mean, the system allows them to do this. What's the outcome, though, will be the question, the outcome of this suit. Everybody familiar with the circumstances, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, as you say, the lawsuit just says they're suing because Walmart didn't take reasonable, necessary measures to protect its customers. What kind of measures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind
need
do they
a machine
expect
gun at the door of the Walmart. That's what you need. Keep the bad guys out.
On the roof with snipers.
So if that's the case, you can sue any store for not protecting its customers if something bad happens inside the store, right?
Of course you can, but the question is, can you sue successfully?
Ah, there's the question, and there's the rub. All right, number eight, healthcare reform. all kinds of things, immigration reform. What is going on with the wall? Anybody know what the latest status is? Nobody talks about the wall anymore, right? Is it getting funded? Is it money coming out of the Pentagon budget? Wasn't there some lawsuit to keep the money from coming from some source that Trump wanted to use?
Well, you have a number of attorneys general around the country, and even ours here in Delaware, I guess because she's a Democrat, who have been suing over the wall, even if it doesn't affect them. I think what's notable that's being missed here is that ever since Trump had that head-to-head dust-up with Mexico, they're actually abiding by cracking down on illegal immigration, and illegal immigration is down about 39% right now.
Because Mexico's actually doing their job and not just letting people kind of flow in.
All right, there are pieces of the wall. Conversation has stopped.
No, I think it's still ongoing. The money has been allocated, so it's still allocated from the Pentagon. But I think there were some lawsuits trying to take that away. So there's probably a lot of court cases going on. But I know in San Diego, for instance, they're rebuilding a lot of pieces of wall that were crumbling, and that's kind of what they're working on right now in California.
The wall is crumbling. All right, film at 11. That's it. Just is, you know, when I think about the wall, Victoria, I think about that wall. Remember, we walked when we were in Belfast in April, and we walked that wall. Every time I think about our wall here, I think about what we saw. Victoria and I and a few other talk radio folks took a trip to Ireland in April, and we walked the wall. That now is more in the focus because of what's going on with Brexit. But I remember on one side. It seemed like there was promise, and it seemed like there was a lot of positivity. And then you look on the other side of the wall. We will never forget. The stuff that kind of comes when you build a wall. You think it would be better in Belfast if there was no wall at all, or is that an example? Remember what happened when the wall came down at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany, in Berlin.
I think it would be better if there was no wall. There were very different messages written on that wall because there were also people who were talking about love and unity and peace, and then there were the "we will never forget." So there were very different messages.
Yeah, there were.
You know, it was prosperous on one side, but not so
prosperous on the other side too. That was pretty obvious when you look around. This is the Talk Radio Review. We've got a focus now. This is something to review. How are you sleeping? Getting into fall, and it's getting into the Christmas season, lots of parties, people not getting as much rest. So when you do get your rest, you got to make sure it's quality. Plus the fact, I'd like to suggest that you get some of the things in the MyPillow catalog as Christmas gifts for the people that you love. Get a good night's rest with the pillows and the mattresses, the sheets, all the great things. And now there's the new, this is a great Christmas gift, a good idea, towels. They have a six-pack, a couple of bath towels, a couple of hand towels, a couple of washcloths, brand new at MyPillow.com. These pillows are unique in that they, what a concept, actually dry you. Now, there are a lot of fancy pillows around that are expensive, the monogram look good, but they don't dry you worth a damn. These towels actually dry you. They're made here in the USA of USA-grown cotton. So get on board. The folks at MyPillow started making them so you would feel as good as you can. They feel good to the touch. They feel good when you put them on your body, dry you up. So the new towels are not only soft, but they actually work. Get them now. 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Good, as I said, good Christmas gift. There's a radio listener special tab at MyPillow.com. So get 30% off the towels, 50% off some of the pillows, 60% off some of the other goods. Check it all out. Save lots of money. Get great gifts for Christmas at these amazing prices. DJV code at MyPillow.com.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We have 2 years Jones here along with lifer Rick. With Dorothy Jones, we just talked about how long we some of us
we
have lasted
don't need to go
radio
into the
radio
details here.
Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company in the District of Columbia. Rick Jensen, WDEL, in the District of Wilmington, Delaware. Here on the air, I'm Doug Steffen. The stories we're going through are the ones that are charted by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. They review talk radio programs, hosts, and stations that are doing the news talk thing. Number 7, a focus on our economy. It seems that the naysayers don't have it at the moment, as much as people are trying to see if they can denigrate the situation so it looks bad for Trump. This is one area. Whether he's really responsible for it or not, that may be the argument. He'll take credit for it, which is what every president does if the economy is good. But you see them running away from if the economy is bad. Oops, not my fault. I didn't do it. It was him.
Hey, I have a question for the panel here. What do you think the over-under is on this bill sponsored by two Republicans that says if you don't pass a bill in April for the budget, if you don't pass a spending bill in April, you don't get paid as a congressperson?
Good! Hooray!
Yeah, I know, right?
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. That's true, but I'm wondering, okay, what's the over-under? And I'm thinking maybe those two would be the only ones to vote for it.
Isn't there this week there was a budget extension deal? Most people don't realize because of all the nonsense.
Yes.
I don't think it's been talked about very much this week, has it? With all the nonsense regarding impeachment, taking all the oxygen out of the rooms. So this is something that's important because it shows how these people, this is the focus that we don't have. And I say this to a lot of my brethren who spend so much time talking about this impeachment. We're not talking about the real workings. The wheels are coming off, and nobody's talking about the wheels coming off. The people in Congress are not doing their damn job. They're not passing. There hasn't been a budget for how long?
But they did do something. This was very difficult to negotiate. I know I'm defending, the indefensible, but it was very difficult to negotiate this. they were able to negotiate it. Yes, it's short term, but that was hard enough. And Trump signed it, and it wasn't at all clear that he would, and he did. So it's done. Yes, it's short term. No, we don't know if the next one's going to get done. But yes, the lights are on.
Yeah. Such nonsense. Here, all these people are getting all this money, and they don't do their job. One of the things with the impeachment hearing is that when it goes to the Senate, all those senators who are out on the road running, let's see, Warren, Kamala Harris, Old Man Winter in Vermont, let's see, who else? How many other? Are there any other senators? That's those three, right? Those people are going to have to go. They have to. When the hearings get to the Senate, they have to be there. They can't be on the road. It is required that they be there. So they'll have to put their campaigns on hold. Thus cometh Michael Bloomberg into the vacuum. These people can't be there, can't be running, and Michael Bloomberg runs in, says, "Here I am! Vote for me!" What do we think of that scenario, Victoria?
You know, I'm not sure that he's going to gain that much momentum.
No, you keep saying that. I think he is going to gain a lot of momentum.
I think Deval Patrick's going to be more attractive.
Oh, for God's sakes. Nobody even knows who he is. He was a terrible governor in Massachusetts. Why would anybody pay any attention to Deval Patrick? Please.
That's true. But look at Mayor Pete Buttigieg's numbers. 25% right now in New Hampshire. Yeah. And Iowa, for crying out loud. You got the Iowa caucus coming up, and he's nailing it.
New ideas.
Well.
Yeah, new faces. Yeah, new ideas. People want that. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After another day of impeachment inquiry public hearings on Capitol Hill, Republican leaders were accusing Democrats of failing on their legislative agenda because they are so focused on impeachment. Here's the House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
But the biggest losers in all this are America, because we were lied to. We told that they would be different.
Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham claimed to reporters that Democrats are motivated by a sick hatred of President Trump. More lung injury cases have been reported that are connected to vaping. The CDC says nearly 2,300 cases have been reported as of Wednesday. They say the majority of the patients were male and most were under 35. The number of deaths also increasing to 47 across more than 24 states. This is USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toast on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now it's time for us to continue the review of the hot hits in talk radio, charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find these stories and the people list every single week. Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They're listening and we're learning about what's going on. We've had over the years a tradition. This program has actually been on the air for almost as long as Talkers has been in existence, 26, 27 years of talking about what people are talking about. Pretty cool, huh? We had this idea of doing, this is an idea, I give Casey credit for this, because when the countdowns, the music countdown started in the early 70s, this became a big weekend deal. So when we all started our the glorification of talk back in the 80s, and I started my national program in October of 88, and Michael Harrison started Talkers Magazine in 89. So this has been on, I think we started this program in 1990, 91, somewhere in there. And each week we've had an overview of the stories that are important. And interesting, when you go back over the lists, how common, it's like a cycle. I guess you could expect that. Maybe we have that in our lives. How common, it's like the seasons, like the days we do our routine. And some of this stuff almost becomes routine. The impeachment, I'm sad to say, is becoming America's way or politicians' way of getting rid of people they don't like. which in frankly fairness to everybody who doesn't think there should be impeachment, I'm one of them. It's an abuse of power, abuse of the system. But more importantly, you're being abused because these phonies that are all over the impeachment thing, they're not doing their job. They can tell you they're doing their job, but they're supposed to represent you. How many districts, congressional districts in the country, do you think really want to see Trump impeached? Is there a number anywhere that is affixed to that? I'd be curious to know. Victoria Jones here with the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. McFadden's lurking around someplace. The business about who's doing a job. Maybe the second part, Rick and Victoria, the second, the B underneath this is, why do people run for president? Do you think, or any public office, do you think they really want to serve? How many people, I was just thinking of Buttigieg, and what I think is an earnest attempt on his part, whether you like him or you don't, I think he really does want to serve or do good. I think some politicians want to. But if you look at that bunch of clowns on the stage this past week in the Democratic debate, how many of them do you really think want to serve you and serve the American people rather than serve themselves? Really? How many of them?
That's one or two or three.
That's
a good point. No, it's a good point. And to your question about constituencies, Adam Schiff, as I recall, he's such a weasel. But he won that election.
Why is he a
largely
weasel?
Because he's not serving the people in his district unless you really hate Trump so much that that's all you talk about and think about.
Well,
his job is to be chair of the intelligence committee.
No, his job is to serve the people in his district in Los Angeles who elected him.
He's also on the intelligence committee, and if you are on committees when you're a member of Congress. That's part of your job, and he's chair of the intelligence committee.
I truly believe he was elected to do this. Here's why. When he was running for, he ran against a Republican who was very integral to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was a big part of his campaign. Hey, we got to beat these guys. They're impeaching our guy, and go ahead and vote for me. So they did. Now, he's a lawyer. He has experience. He has led the impeachment of two federal judges, and I believe this is what he was elected for, not only by the Democrats who supported him in the party, but also by his constituency.
Really? Okay. McFadden, what do you think?
I think what happens here is you can't win, so you have to cheat. And this is the way everybody cheats now, is if I can't beat you fair and square, I'm going to use my government to wrangle some kind of a deal where I get you impeached, thrown out. It's bullying. It's all it is. My son went to, he's a sophomore in his high school, and he went to a Republican meeting the other day for the Republican club. Huh. And I said, how was it? And he said, it was fine. And I said, what did they talk about? And he's like, this and that and this and that and impeachment and everything. I was like, what'd they say? And he said, well, the guy running the Republican club said basically that the Republicans are defense lawyers and the Democrats are kids trying to get something out of their teachers. And I said, that's pretty close.
Really?
So congratulations to the Republican club. They go. Yeah.
All right, that's a good story.
I wish I could vote tomorrow. This is the. Do you know how much money Trump is raising? Do you know how much money on the days when they have
spend
the testimony?
$6 billion just in advertising alone in the next year. These people running for $6 billion.
The Democrats don't realize what a windfall this is for Trump's campaign. He raises about $500,000 a day on a regular day, just any other day when nothing's going on, right? On any day that there are impeachment hearings, they raise $3 million. And that's in small money.
Uh-huh. Well, remember when the Republicans used to use Hillary as the face of their fundraising campaigns? Any of these groups that wanted to raise dough, all they did was claim Hillary's going to do this or that or the other thing, and the money flew into the coffers. It becomes kind of.
And we're all tools. Every single one of us is a tool.
Of course. That's why I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about who really is in there to serve the public good and necessity rather than serve themselves. You look at these people who run for office, they have campaign contributions coming in every day. They run events every week. There are plenty of people who have been in Congress who have told me, and maybe you, all of you, that they spent 40% of their time on the phone trying to raise money so they could get reelected. That's what they do. Have a fundraiser this week. Have a fundraiser next month. It's all about the money.
And look up the 60 Minutes piece where it shows all of the congressmen and senators taking a few hours out of every single day to walk around the corner to the DNC or the RNC fundraising headquarters, where they sit in a cubicle and they have a list of people that they need to call with a script. And every day they are required to do that.
Yeah. Pretty sick. And then there's the story about a fellow who I knew when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio. He was our congressman, and fortunately he passed away while he was still sitting in Congress. He'd been unopposed. Had been in 16 terms or something, and unopposed in 14 of them. But still, he had every year he had his fundraisers. When he died, this is a congressman, had $6.3 million in his campaign war chest, and the money went to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Wow.
That's what happens when you get to the bottom line.
Of course, all these fundraisers
that these politicians have, what do you think they do with the money?
Well, the fundraising that ends up going to family members, that is outrageous, and that is more common than we know.
It is. That's right. Yep.
You know what I want you to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman later when you talk to him on the countdown?
All right, Richie, I'll make a note here. What do you want me to ask him?
I want to know, since Congress and Senate will not impose term limits on themselves, because obviously it's not in their best interest, is there any way that we can go through the judicial branch, or how do we, the people, get the Senate and the Congress?
You've got to have a constitutional convention and change the rules in the
because they won't do it themselves. We need to figure out a way to do it.
No. I think you'd find the cause. I'll ask him, though. We'll see.
There's got to be a way that we the people can sue to get term limits.
We the people on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour. Here's a breakthrough. Breakthrough in terms of technology. This is simple technology using a high concentration of collagen protein. The folks at Calitrin have come up with a way for you to defend yourself against you. That is, against your appetite, against all of the treats that you're going to have waved in front of you starting next week at Thanksgiving and going through the Christmas parties, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Eat, eat, eat. Yum, yum, yum. Fat, fat, fat. So, what do we do to target those fat cells? That's what collagen does, the protein in your body that actually is the essential active ingredient in making healthy, lean muscle. Push out the fat, lose the weight. This is the most fabulous product. It works. It's easy. It's all natural. Take it every night before you go to bed. But you got to stay on the program, not to lose the weight. You can lose the weight over a three-month period. But if you want to keep it off, then you keep on the program to jumpstart the production of collagen in your own body. That's what you want. You made it when you were younger. Your body stops making it, but you introduce this as a supplement, and then your body starts making collagen again. Calitrin is the cat's meow. I say that for Victoria Jones' benefit because she loves cats. Lose weight the effective, honorable way. It is easy enough, but you got to stick with it. Every night you take the four capsules and then let it do its work on your body while you're asleep. Check it all out at Calitrin, Calotren, Calitrin.com, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off safely. Toploss.com or Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special deal and free shipping. You get the product and you use it well, and you'll be thanking me come next year when you look really swell. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV to get yourself onto the program.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD?
CBD, CBD, CBD.
just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All right, so I got a countdown extra here that I want to pursue with Victoria, especially, and with Rick. There's an announcement that thousands of pounds of salad have been recalled because of E. coli. I don't talk much about this stuff on this program because it doesn't usually make the top 10, but because this is so egregious, and because I know kind of from whence I come as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I know the basics of E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all the things that enter into you buying packaged salad fixins. And that's kind of, it can happen with anything, but mostly it happens with salads that aren't cleaned off well. They're put in these packages, they're sealed up, and so the stuff in there grows and festers, and then you open it up and it goes, oh, that smells. So, Victoria, how have you experienced this? I know you were interested in this big-time recall.
Yeah, it's creeping me out. It's creeping me out a lot. I do occasionally buy bagged salads because I can't be bothered to do all the washing myself.
A lot of people say
so
that.
I'm
at
risk.
Yeah, you do. You put yourself at risk by doing it the lazy way. And so this is another reason for people to be going to their local green grocer, maybe the farmer in the summertime is growing this stuff. You don't find any of these problems ever on the farms, the local farms. You just go and buy your stuff in the farmer's barn after he's hired. You go pick it yourself. But this stuff, this is the new way of life in America. E. coli for everyone. Salmonella for everyone. Listeria for everyone. All right, so.
Well, unfortunately, Rick, it was only for it was only for 17 people, so I think it's really, really unfair. We do put much trust.
To talk about it?
That only 17 people got it, and you say everybody should have it. Yeah, it's unfair only 17 did so far. But, and one was a 3-year-old, but here's the thing. We put too much trust into these stores, and we don't think about what we're actually putting into our bellies.
And to your mouth. Yep, you're right. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
It's a neighborly day in
this great day in the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers' movie is out and about. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We'll talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend, what his prognostication is for how well they do. You actually have seen the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood movie, Tom Hanks. What did you think?
You know, it's interesting, Doug. When right off the bat, without giving away spoilers, even though you know, people probably say, what could really be a spoiler in a movie based on a man's life?
Mr. Rogers.
It's not a biopic. It completely, the story structure threw me a little bit because, believe it or not, and this might sound like a spoiler to some, the Mr. Rogers character played by Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks is terrific in this movie, is really not the main character in this movie, although he has a lot of screen time. The main character is a magazine writer, investigator, played by actor Matthew Rhys, who is in the TV show The American and also was on the TV show Brothers and Sisters. He's a very appealing, really good actor. The central focus in the plot is on that character, with Mr. Rogers being, I would say, a major supporting character in the film. And the aura and the message of kindness and being good to one another is really the star of this movie. So I think people walking in when they see, well, one, I think the movie makes an assumption that a lot of people either seen that documentary last year, which was absolutely terrific, or they know a lot about Fred Rogers. If you don't know a lot about Fred Rogers and that TV show that ran for a few decades that he was the focal part of, this movie might perplex you just a little, but seeing the documentary, this is a perfect way to do this movie, because there's really no reason to do a complete retread of what you saw in a very popular documentary last year. I'd still give the movie an 8 out of 10. I did really like it. I just was a little bit surprised at the story structure, because that's really not the way the movie was advertised, and I think a lot of people will be like, I went in to see...
Yeah, it does seem like Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers. That's how you...
Yeah, I mean, and there's pockets of this movie where Tom Hanks is off screen probably for at least 15 minutes.
Really?
And the focal point is on this other character, who's a really good character, though. So I didn't have any issue with that.
So it's a good message. You're happy with the message.
Absolutely. And here's the thing about the movie. And the reason they think it's based on an article that was written 20 something years ago about a magazine reporter that was hired who had a reputation of rubbing people the wrong way that he did interviews with. So he went for a hard hitting story. So the only person who would give him an interview was Fred Rogers. And this person's life, without giving too much away, is in somewhat of a turmoil. And his relationship, knowing Mr. Rogers over a period of basically maybe a few weeks, really changed his life in a positive way. So what they did here with the story structure ultimately was a really good idea. It's just not the way the movie was advertised. So if people go to see it this weekend, you know, it's not a bad thing to know that going in. But good movie, important movie, PG rated, which I think is a good thing. We need more purity in film and the message, and this one gives it. So yeah, I did like it, absolutely.
We should. Christmas Vacation coming. Well, go ahead. What did you try to say? It's tracking at what?
Mr. Rogers is tracking around $17 million opening weekend, which is a good opening weekend for this type of adult material. It's going to have legs for quite a many week going to Christmas time. The big movie in terms of mass audience is going to be Disney's Frozen 2, Doug, which is tracking around $120 million opening weekend. No surprise, the first one was very popular. Disney Animation does very well. So this is going to be a major player.
Tell me if you have any interest in seeing that at all.
I don't, but a lot of people do.
Okay, so that's good for them. Good. Christmas Vacation coming back to theaters once again for its 30th anniversary. It will start December 1st. It goes back to December 1st, 1989. And it'll be a lot of AMC theaters. I wonder, will you put that movie on your theater there in Stroudsburg?
I probably won't, but because there's a lot of competition. But I did do a revival of it a couple years ago. I split screened it for a week. I mean, it's a very popular film. Many would argue it's as good as anything Chevy Chase has ever done. It stood the test of time. It's interesting because if you do a Christmas movie and it gains some legs over decades, it does. And that's the good thing.
What else this weekend is coming out? What, got a couple of seconds.
That's primarily, there's maybe one other movie, but those are the two big ones. One other bit of news, Daniel Craig confirmed that his last 007 film will be the one he just filmed, No Time to Die. So that's it for Daniel Craig,
Go see Charlie's Angels this weekend. You'll like it. 59 past the hour, Chuck Curry on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.